DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
Wow. That was like a professional countdown, Joe. We got like a, like John was counting us in. Are we actually on? I don't know if we're on or yet.
Let's pray that we are.
Yeah. I'm watching on the other screen and I don't see us yet.
I think it's a bit of a delay, maybe.
Oh, is there a delay?
I don't know. You make sure we show up on there. Make sure we show up.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we just start? Should we just launch it? Oh, there we are. Okay. So maybe we're live.
A little delay.
It's a delay. It's like the Emmys.
Like the Emmys or whatever.
The Grammys.
Yeah.
Like when Eminem raps and you get like
it,
one word. Like that. What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of the DJ podcast. It's a prime time special featuring myself, Mike Walter, and
Joe Bunn live.
Bopping around, I see.
Doing it live at
it's weird. We're so
o'clock.
Used to like recording early in the morning, and this is kind of late in the evening for us.
It is, man. I feel pretty good, though. I feel
and
good.
Before we get into the meat, I have to. Mm-hmm. You got to give us 2 minutes on Davis. I just saw your post.
Yeah, hold up.
Your son just killed the multiplication. Where'd my co-host go? We just left.
Sorry.
The street. What was that? Look at this.
He got an official certificate and everything.
So they did it like a bracket, like March Madness.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess there were 6 third grade classes. You know, and each kid in each class probably has 40 kids in it, and they took the best 4 from each class. So it was a tournament of 24.
Wow.
And then it got down to the final 4, I think, on Friday. And then he took the title today.
Dude.
So he got a bunch of pencils and a giant Rice Krispie treat and a calculator.
That's pretty random stuff, but okay.
Right. Right, right.
Rice Krispie treat has anything to do with multiplication, but good. Hey, tell him I say congratulations.
That's, I will, man.
So third grade is, what is he, 10, 9?
He's 10, yeah. 10. Just turned 10, 10. Friday.
10. I love how you say 10.
He turned 10 on Friday.
So it kind of fell on us to pick a topic for tonight. And I suggested another musical one, because I think our most popular topic to date, or most popular episode to date, has been our top 41 that we put together.
I think you're right.
A lot of great feedback on that. Just in case anybody ever missed that, what we did for our 40th episode back late last year was Joe and I both had our top 40 party songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, not broken down by genre or anything else. In other words, if you had to rock a gig this weekend and you were only allowed to bring 40 songs, what 40 would you bring? So that scenario.
Yeah.
And when I suggested I was fearful back then that we would have, you know, 35 of our 40 would be the same songs. But it's turned out, and this is why everybody loved the show, I think it was 26 of the 40 were different. So we only had 14 of the same songs. So it made for a very interesting, and I actually added some songs, and I hope you did too.
I did too.
I added some songs to my playlist after that. So kind of running up to this one, I said, let's do a similar show, but kind of break it down, shorter list, but also by category or genre or something like that. So
yes, sir.
Let's start with ballads, and that's something we actually left out of the last show altogether. I said let's only do party songs, upbeat, fun. So let's start with ballads. Did you put them in any kind of category?
I didn't put them in any order. Did you? Like a 1 through 5?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Let me look at them.
At your top 5.
Okay. Sure.
If you have to pack a dance floor this weekend with a slow song, what's your go-to?
Oh, no brainer. Unchained Melody. Righteous
Unchained
Brothers.
Melody. All
yeah.
Right.
No brainer.
Not even on my top 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it works.
I eliminated it at the very end. It was close.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It works for any age. I don't care if they've never heard it. It just works.
No doubt. Great song. And really was revived. I don't know if you're old enough and if you would, but the movie Ghost.
Absolutely.
And I used to tell this story all the time. When I started DJing, that was nothing of a slow song. We used to play it during dinner sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And then Ghost came out and it just blew up all
as over. Did Top Gun revived Lost That Loving Feeling. Well, that's the Righteous Brothers, right?
Right.
Okay.
So my number 1 is Can't Help Falling in Love. Elvis, just to me, the greatest slow song of all time. never ever fails.
I have that
almost every single wedding I do.
Yep.
Probably the only time I don't play it is if the bride and groom dance their first dance to a different version. You know what I mean? Like Haley Reinhardt has done other versions and they did a version. So, but other than that, Elvis, Can I Fall in Love, number one.
I've got that on my list.
Okay. What would be your second one? You want to just bang that one out?
Yeah, sure. I'd go Thinking Out Loud.
So you put a new one in, Ed Sheeran.
Okay. I did, because I feel like Perfect kind of took over as the first dance choice by Ed Sheeran. So, and I love it. It just sounds like an old song. And
It's a great song. Yeah.
It's a great song.
I still use that one a lot. I have a different, newer one that I put in, and that's one of the reasons why I took Unchained out. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stuck a newer one in. It's towards the end of my list, so I'll get to it. But I had the same logic. I had a couple of older ones, classics, if you will, but I did a modern one too. So my second one, and really like basically tied for first, because I just think it's just as awesome as Can't I'm Falling in Love, as That Last by Etta James. One of the things I love about it is got like a 26 second intro.
Talk
over a very nice violin intro. Violin. And post that great vocal. And then that big ending where she just punches and holds that big note.
Huge.
It shocks me that any singer has ever tried to cover that song. Celine Dion, I think, did a version. And... Beyonce recently.
Beyonce, too. Beyonce.
Yeah, you don't need to. When there's a version like that, that's just...
It's offensive.
The quintessential, just don't even bother.
It's offensive, right.
Yeah. Is it offensive?
I don't like Beyonce. Everybody knows that, I think. Man, I do. I love At Last. I should have had that on here.
That's cool.
I'll be honest with you. I had to put a Southern, you know, I had to put a little country one on here. And it is kind of newer, and I love it. Love it, love it. And I'm not a country fan at all. Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy Man.
Ooh, okay. Whew, man. I do. Yeah, I've used it as a wedding song a couple times.
Yeah, me too. I love it, Mike. It's so good. And again, it's not too country. The words are just great. I don't know. I love this. Great one.
So my next one, I know you don't have on your list, or I'm pretty sure you don't have on your list. I'm going to take a shot. It's a little bit more of an obscure one, but I play it all the time, and it kind of goes back to my early days as star DJs. We used to train with this song all the time, and we had a very corny introduction, but it's Sea of Love.
Oh, wow.
And it's the version by the Honey Drippers, though, not the original.
Yeah.
The original, I think, Phil Phillips, I believe. Somebody correct me on that if I'm wrong, but I think the original was like a doo-wop version, but Sea of Love by the Honey Drippers, which is Robert Plant did that band, I guess, mid-80s or late 80s. And we used to, at Star, we learned this is one in our script and training. come on out to the dance floor, take off your shoes and dip your toes into the sea of love.
I was going to make you do it. I was going to make you do it, even if
you know, it's so funny to this day. I still, every once in a while, when I'm introducing that song, I'll give that rap.
So
couples, come on out, take off your shoes and dip your toes.
I love it.
Yeah. A little corny, but all right. So that was three. Give me your fourth one.
Well, my Can't Help Falling in Love was on there. So my last one, I guess now. Sorry.
So you have Can't Help Falling in Love.
I did. Elvis, of course. So my last one, and man, I don't even know that it's considered a ballad, but man, I'll throw this on, especially if I'm coming out of a hot dance set, but I know that people need a break, but that they don't want to go to zero. So they don't want to go to like Unchained Melody vibe.
Right.
I throw Marvin, Let's Get It On.
Ooh, that's a cool one.
Yep. And I'll hit that, you know, how it goes. Yeah,
that's
like
very cool.
And I'll kind of talk over, you know, like just an MC tip that I kind of teach my guys, you know, especially when you're coming out of a big dance set, but you know that you've got to take a break. You're going so hard.
Yeah.
You know, is to talk over the beginning of the song, like you were saying for At Last. So, you know, you guys are looking good out there. You know, I'm going to give you guys just a quick slow. And if you want to grab a drink or grab who you came with, and we're just going to slow it down for one song. Like I'll specifically say,
you'll let them know, like, this is it. You get a 3.5 minute break.
Yep, and we're going right, and then we're going right back full throttle. Yeah. So
that's a good idea. Yeah. So I sort of had a similar philosophy. And this was one of the reasons why I knocked Unchained out was I put in Frank Sinatra, The Way You Look Tonight, which isn't exactly a ballad.
Right. It's swinging a little bit
and it's sort of mid tempo, but it's timeless. I love it. The lyrics are perfect for a wedding. Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing. A lot of times if I slow it, I hate playing two slow songs in a row. So yeah, to me, if I slow it and then do The Way You Look Tonight, it's almost like I'm building like back that. Up. And right. and another song that works in that same category is Harry Connick's It Had to Be You.
Yeah.
So either or, but yeah. I usually go with Frank Sinatra. And then my fifth one, like I said, I put a new one in, but for me, it was John Legend, All of Me.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just been a classic that I've used a lot. So that's our top five ballads, and I think we only had one in common. So similar to the first time. So I know we're live here, Joe, and I kind of see it off to the side here because I have the second computer. Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to be taking questions or saying hello to people? We're not doing that KC say hello to everybody thing, right?
No, I don't think so because I can't really see any of that.
I have a second laptop set up over here.
I gotcha.
And I can see why people get distracted when they're doing this because I can see the comments scrolling through, but I'm like, I don't know that I want to, you know what I mean? Should I be stopping here and like reading these comments?
Well, maybe if we come in short or something, how about that?
If we come in short, we can do that. Please, nobody who's watching, take offense. Joe and I, we can't multitask like Casey can. And read. I just get very narrow focused on one.
We're trying to give you premium content.
Yeah.
Minimal shout outs tonight.
Right. So let's move on to oldies. And as I said, I texted you earlier and I said, let's keep this just to upbeat oldies. So, and I thought of that when I was putting my list together, like a song like Can't Help Falling in Love is obviously an oldie. And so I didn't want them both. So five upbeat, fun oldies. Go ahead. Give me your first one.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Temptations.
Great one. Great song.
A little not wedding lyric friendly, you know, the opening line, it hits that drum.
No,
you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
In the Me Too movement, that is probably not a good politically
right. I love. And you got to remember, Mike, like if really, and you know my story and you've seen my videos and things, like if you really trace back and you've listened to the storytellers, like you and I know each other as well as two people can probably musically and just our journey of becoming DJs. But, you know, that's the music that I really consider myself growing up on. Even though I wasn't born until 71, my parents were just, and still are, just music fans. And that's that was their era of music, that Motown stuff. They even today they listen to it. And even the new stuff that they listen to still sounds like the old stuff, like Leon Bridges or even Bruno Mars.
Right.
You know, like everything.
So Joe, let me ask you, do you play the original version of that song?
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I have a remix of it that punches up the beat a little bit and it gives me a nice clean 32 to beat into. That's the main thing.
Right.
I would wonder, I'd love for you know what, next time I play that in a set, I'll record it and I'll post it live. I'd love to hear your feedback.
Yeah.
If you consider that, you know, sacrilege.
No, because.
Would you say disrespectful before? About, I wonder if you would or not.
I won't, because I'm going to make the same point with a song I'm going to mention in a little while in this same list.
So a remix is okay as long as it's not. I'm not talking about like it's like a deep house remix.
No, they did not bastardize it. Right. Yeah, they didn't change the key and all that stuff.
The original, but
right.
For me, it just gives me a clean way to get in. That's my main thing. It gives me a nice 32. All right. So my number one, I think anyone who's ever bought my training program and knows it can pretty much guess my number one, and that's Run Around Sue by Dion. Open the dance floor with it all the time. If I don't use it as an opener, I'll play it somewhere in the night. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's great swing, early rock and roll. What is it? 60, 61. Just you can't mess with it. And like you said, not great lyrics for a wedding when you think about it, but who analyzes lyrics really?
Mike, would you play that? Let's say Can't Help Falling in Love ended. And then would you start right after that with that Run Around Sue?
Yeah.
Because I've noticed, I was going to ask you.
The song starts with that. Slow. Here's my story.
It almost sounds like another ballad. And
I don't do that. I cue it right up. I think it's 22 seconds. I got the cue point on it.
It goes,
and then it still gives you about 20 seconds to voice into before he drags. Right. And you can't miss the post because he drops down.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So,
like there's no way to miss the first vocal.
You're right.
So yeah, run around Sue, Dion, probably, not even probably, that's my number one.
No brainer.
Yeah.
I don't know that Ain't Too Proud to Beg was my number one. I'm sorry. I went out of order. Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Stevie.
Another one. You always love that Motown.
Always, always, man. It has never failed me, any age group.
And people dance to that.
Man, dude, I'm telling you, it is. In fact, it's, I bet I open 5 out of 10 weddings with it.
And maybe I throw that song away too much. A lot of times I play that song like right after Best Man's Toast.
Right.
But I literally, like, if people, you know, your first course is on its way out, we'll have you on the dance for a little bam, bam. Yeah. Bam.
And then he goes,
Yeah. And I just like it because it gets people bopping. But maybe I should try it as a dance.
Do not throw that away.
Yeah.
It rocks.
What is that, like a 105?
It's something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll try it. So beats perfectly with Run Around Sue. I love Twist Again. Let's Twist Again or Twist Again by Chubby Checker.
Wow. I haven't played that in a while. I've played the Twist.
It beats it. You know, I used to do Run Around Sue into the Twist a lot, but Twist Again just beats perfectly. It's got that perfect, come on, everybody. Mm-hmm. And it just beats in perfectly with Run Around Sue. So I play that one more often nowadays than I play Run Around Sue. And that's often an opener for me, those two right out of the box. Especially if I've got a lot of older people.
Like right out, dinner's over, lights down.
Stand Up, Falling in Love, Run Around Sue, Twist Again, boom, right out of the box.
Okay, I love it. Awesome. I hate to do a double Temptations, but My Girl is like a great.
Yeah, see, I call that a ballad, Joe. Isn't that a slow dance?
Here it's not, man, because a lot of people shag to it. You know, we've talked not shag. You know, don't get crazy if you're from England listening to this.
Yeah, I know what shag means. Does everybody know shag is a dance, right?
Right. It's a Carolina thing, North and South Carolina. It's regional, you know. Beach music is the music. And, you know, the artists usually are like the chairman of the board or the embers that create this beach music content. But that was kind of a crossover between Motown and beach music. It had the right tempo.
Okay.
So it's a good opener for me because, Mike, like, just say, like, everybody's just finished dinner. I've gotten the word to go, you know, that I can go for it. And I don't want to come out with, you know, I got a feeling or something. Bam, bam. Grandma falls out of her chair and strokes out, you know? Right. So I open kind of almost like with this mid tempo chill jam and then go into like, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And then I'll mention my next one after you give me another one.
I think that's useful in that scenario too. I think of My Girl as a slow song. I use it a lot for father daughter dance. So for me, that kind of got that tempo. My third one is Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day.
Wow.
Great swing. Sing along, people love it. And what I like about it is, like you just said, wow, I don't think a lot of people use it.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're sitting there going, oh, I heard this at the last
heard it a million times. Right.
So I think it's a good oldies that is not overdone. You know,
I like that one.
Yeah.
My next one would be Aretha, Respect.
Yeah. That one almost made my list.
It is so good for me, man. It's like super. Especially if you're trying to get females on the dance floor, like it's so empowering. Which is, and
let's face it, that's everyone's goal.
That's all I've ever cared about.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. If you can get the women on the dance floor, the men will either follow or not.
That's right.
Exactly. So
that's a no-brainer as a DJ.
Right. Yeah, that's a great one. A lot of times I'll come out of a slow song with that.
Yeah.
And so you got couples dancing, and I'll just say, ladies, point a finger at your man before I even start the music. So they go like this, and then I drop it, and then I go, get ready to sing this one. You just kind of keep them on a dance floor that way. This is another one. I probably not a lot of people would put this on their list, which is one of the reasons I love it. Mm-hmm. Great, great doo-wop swing song called The Morse Code of Love by the Capriz.
Whoa.
Just a fantastic.
I'm literally going to have to like
that song just makes me smile, and it makes me so happy.
One more time.
The Morse Code of Love.
Okay.
By the Capriz.
Wow.
And even though, and technically, if anyone's writing this, I know this, it didn't come out till the mid or the early 80s, but the Capriz were a doo-wop band and they used to do this in their show, but they didn't actually record it and put it out as a record until like 81 or 82. But yeah, it is a great swing song. You want to, if somebody asks you for a swing and you want to surprise them with a great one, play that one and they'll be very happy.
I love it, Mike. I wrote it down. I got to check it out as soon as we get
off. Your final oldie. So we're not going to have one similar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So this goes back to your original point about the remix and, you know, a non-bastardized remix. I Want You Back, the Jackson 5. It's the Z Trip remix.
I got that one.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, If you really listen to it, Mike, have you ever listened to the very beginning? You can hear Berry Gordy talking to the Jackson 5.
Oh, no, I don't think I am. I'm usually beating that in. So
I know. So actually put on your headphones and listen. Like they've left all the tape at the beginning, and he goes, take it from the top. And you can hear Michael or somebody like, yeah, take it from the top. And he's like, okay, coming in now. And it's like you can hear the producer talking back.
And this is while the beat's playing?
No. And then it's when it's going into that bass line when it's going.
Right.
And then it drops that huge beat in over top of.
Right.
The Z Trip remix of I Want You Back. And it's never again going to be somebody, you know, that's 65, 70 years old. It's going to be like, oh, you ruined that song. Because it still just punches it up.
And still recognize it.
Ha-ha. Yeah.
All right. And then my final oldie is Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison. Yeah, I just love that song. Again, I think it's great for weddings. The bride's out there. I have everybody sing along, sing it to her. And it's just got a great driving. Doom, 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 doom. I just love it.
I'm just blown away by this whole oldie segment because we had nothing in common. And I mean, I've played all those records other than that Caprice one before, but I haven't played them in a while. I think you just get so used to playing the same things and you know that it's going to work that you don't jump off the train. I wrote all of these down.
I think that's why shows like this are good.
And yeah, man.
People want to share their list. I know we're not reading right here, but I'm seeing a lot of comments coming up. Yeah. Somebody wrote, Mike and I are the same, so similarities are great, but I also love to hear differences.
Man,
I think it's fantastic.
I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So I kind of confused you by asking for old school. What I meant was classic rap, and what I should clarify, because I know you were texting me today. Usher on. Let's put it this way. I have plenty of clients say to me, they want some rap, but none of that new rap, which means to me, you know, Fetty like Wap or
Migos.
Kendrick Lamar, they don't want that stuff.
The trap, right.
Anything other than that, what would you consider? Now, I went further back, but if you want to give me Usher, you want to give me stuff like that, I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't think I went too far back.
And by the way, this list was hard to do just five. This list, do 10.
I did too.
Just do top five. But I mean, I've got five. And then if you want, I've got like seven more because there's... You know, this is a popular genre for me. Anyway,
it is. This is also where it turns the corner for me as well. Sorry. Because this is where I really start to feel good. If I see a video of myself, like this, I'm like, okay,
you're no longer acting right now.
I'm into it. Like,
you can tell the difference in your face. All right, So good. This should be a fun category. Give me your favorite. You get one song right now to play.
I had to pick from my favorite, it is going to be my man Usher with It just never gets old.
No. What year is that?
Oh, God.
Is it like 04 or is it earlier?
Hold on. I mean, even that just anybody have an answer? Hold on. It is. Hold on.
Oh, see, I got to remember they're behind
2004.
That's pretty good.
You nailed that, bro.
I just nailed that. So that's 14 years?
He goes, peace up.
All right. It's good. It's funny. I'm writing this today in music.
Yeah.
And I'm still changing some days because I still feel like there are some songs that didn't make it the first round. And so I just wrote the piece about this. So maybe that's why number one, but I got to say, I don't remember a wedding where I haven't played this. This is even a rap song where people say, don't play any rap. And you go, okay. Mm-hmm. And then this is on their list.
Mm-hmm.
It Takes Two, Rob Bass, DJ Easy Rock. Just to me,
it was best, on my list. I took it off.
Best danceable rap. And plus, it's a little bit faster than most of your hits, so it's not buried in that 98, 100 BPM, which I don't want to sound racist here, but white people sometimes can't dance to that.
Yeah, there's too much speed between them. Right.
So 114 beats.
Yeah, 114.
Here for us to get into, to me, it's the best one.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. And I figured it out recently, and I don't know, you know, I'm not that bright. It took me a while, but I've been playing that a lot less in the last 5 years. And I think it's because the gap between the bride's age now and when that song came out is so great.
Joe,
I mean, I know it'll still work, but I never see it on my list anymore.
It could be regional. I get older brides than you. That might be. But I think I'm pretty good. I try not to let my personal. So if I was playing a song that I loved, and I do love It Takes Two, but it was failing on me, I think I'd be unbiased enough to pull it from my set. But I still don't. I get that reaction when people hear that first.
Yeah.
You know, woo. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Usually raises the energy for me. So I would keep it in, and that's my number one. Okay. Yeah, give me another one off your list.
I mean, I didn't know how far we were going back, and I don't even remember what year
go
this
back
came
as
out,
far but, as you want. Rap goes back. To the
no, league. I know. I'm more.
Can't
current.
Go back
I'm,
further than that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm more current. I still always every Saturday, Flo Rida Low.
Low, yeah, that's a
his
great
original one. Hit. I don't remember what year that was, so maybe I should have gone back further.
I can't say I played that at every event.
Man.
I think that's what's. I'm gonna guess again. 07, 08.
Let's see here. Low Rida. Low.
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh wait. Dude, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you if
so 10 years.
You put a gun to my head.
I'd say know. 10 years is
okay.
Phenomenal. So okay. He just performed out at Mobile Beat, but he would have been on my list anyway because he was on my top 40 list.
It was on my Batman list.
To Be Faithful.
Oh, wow.
That Oh, I know. You thought I was going to say
I thought you Yeah, I did.
And he's on my special mention list. But
right.
Yeah, dude. Fat Man Scoop, Be Faithful just kills. Man, I played that Saturday night. It destroyed.
Do you have like a ultra clean version though, or do you just dump it before he says?
No, there's an N-word in it that's dumped out. I think I made the edit I use. I think I just
2006
clipped out. That's 06.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, but but doesn't he go? Who's effing tonight? Who's effing tonight?
Yeah. Oh, I beat out of that. I beat out right after the engine.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, wait a minute, Mike. Y'all are getting wild up there.
No. I never played that part.
All right.
Matter of fact, my next one on my list is what I usually go right into.
I got you. So
give me
an. As a Beyonce hater, I can't believe it's on here, but Crazy in Love. I guess it's not a rap song, but Jay-Z's on there.
Well, yeah, that's probably R&B with some rap in it.
Yeah.
But you love Jay-Z.
I love Jay-Z.
So that's why that's surprising. Do you have a Jay-Z song on there?
No. Mm-mm.
You should just play his rap part.
Yeah, exactly. Just do like an edit straight to his rap and the horns. I love the horns.
Yeah.
That song.
I forget what song that's sampled from, but
I
remember from my research, because that song is in my book, whoever produced that track for her played that sample for her.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't want to use that. What? And he had to convince her into using that sample.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she didn't like
it. The Shy Lights, 1970s, Are You My Woman?
Okay. If you listen to it, it's taken.
Spot on. Right.
Yeah. So the next one on my list is, like I said, I usually follow Be Faithful up with Let Me Clear My Throat.
Oh, yeah.
It was that so DJ Cool.
Yeah.
That's just same energy. The two of them have that same energy, same call and response stuff that just works for me a lot.
I don't remember, Mike, who made this edit of mine. And it's not too chopped up, but it's a little bit rearranged. Remind me to send it to you because it's got more like call and response to it at the beginning.
Okay.
You would love it. Like, especially you, like you would love that. Remind me to say that.
I will.
My next one is going to be, This Is How We Do It. Montel again.
Love it.
Yes. More R&B than rap probably, but
yeah, that's in my old school folder.
Yeah.
So I definitely get that.
Okay.
Yeah. My next one is, Hypnotize. My biggie.
Oh man. You know,
what's funny? One a lot. I get requests for from time to time. And when I don't, that's people hear the beginning of that. Juicy. Blam, 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 too, I think that's his best one, his best danceable one. And you need a cleaned up version of that. No doubt.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny that you mentioned that. Cause my last one would be More Money, More Problems. More Money, More Problems.
It's funny. That's right on my, on my special mention section.
So good.
Yeah, that one was in my top five for a while, but then I had to choose between Jump Around and that. And I went with Jump Around.
So that would good. Be my final. Oh, Jump Around is your final. Yeah, okay.
Jump Around is my final in there.
It's funny how that song, man, just never
work
away.
For you, huh?
No, it never dies. I've got it for another section of this show.
Got it.
Another segment.
Oh, you close with it sometimes. all right, so this is a great topic. So give me a couple. Did you have others that you couldn't get into?
Get Low, Lil Jon.
Great one.
I love that. I even made the last, that, remember that bun shirt I made?
Yeah.
Window wall.
To the window, to the wall.
Yeah, man. I love that song.
Yeah.
How about you?
More Money, More Problems is on my special mention list. California Love.
Oh, wow.
By Tupac. I play that one a lot. Gin and Juice, I play a lot too. I just played that one Saturday night.
Jeez.
And that one went over really, really, again, I've got an edit of that version. I think I downloaded it off of iTunes as a version. Oh my God. Every other word and they just reverse it.
So yeah.
No Diggity.
I love that. I
love that song. That's to me, that's very similar to the way you described You Use My Girl.
Yep.
A lot of times I'll do No Diggity either coming out of dinner or like if we break for cake.
Yeah.
And then I'll drop No Diggity right after K cutting because it's like non-committal. Sometimes people get up and dance to it. Sometimes they're just bopping in their seats. Wow. But then I can kind of lift the energy from there.
Yeah.
No Diggity works well. Another obscure one, but this every once in a while, if I've got a hip hop crowd and I want to play stuff that I know they haven't heard all the time, The Choice Is Yours.
The Black Sheep.
Yeah.
I think those guys were from around here. Maybe. No, maybe. Getting
Are they Carolina guys?
I don't remember. No, maybe not. You know, one of mine that is almost an every Saturday for me, and it just works. I don't care how old the people are. Is Nelly Ride With Me?
Yeah,
that dental in it.
I didn't have that on the list, but that's definitely in my phone. Yeah. And is he Nelly?
No, he's St. Louis. St. Louis.
St. Louis. Yeah.
I love that song though, man. That's a great one.
All right. So, did you do disco as well?
I did.
So let's do real quick, and then we'll do our closure. Give me five top disco songs.
Can I just put a quick disclaimer on this? Sure. I went more funk than disco.
That's fine. Let's call it 70s.
Okay, sure. Okay. Brick House, no brainer.
Great song. Yeah. Not on my list, but great.
Wow. See, that's
would you say that's your number one?
Probably.
70s? Yeah.
Probably. Okay. That drum roll just coming out of, you know, whatever.
You know what I just found out about that song? Again, research for my book.
Yeah.
Do you know where you know why they would say she's a brick house? There's a saying, she's built like a brick shit house.
Yes.
Can we say shit on this? Is John going to dump us?
You just did.
And then I just said it again, asking if I could say it. So the original song was, she's a brick shit house.
Yeah, I do remember.
And then they
this.
Just took the shit out.
I've read this before.
So if you listen,
did you post this before?
Wow. No, because I just found it out.
I did read this before.
So, September.
Oh, no, I know what it was. I think that I was trying to prove to somebody that Lionel Richie was in the Commodores and he didn't sing that song.
So right.
That's how I came across it.
There were more than one. Yes.
Yeah, right.
He sang that song.
No.
But he was in the Commodores when they made that song.
Correct.
All right. Number one for me is September, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, so good. Yeah, just I don't know why.
Song. Again, I have a remix that stays very true to the original.
Yeah.
But it just gives me a nice 32-beat intro and a nice outro.
I need that.
Every wedding.
You'll need to send me that. Thank you.
Yeah.
We should play that funky music, white boy.
Yeah, you do go more funky.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. You should be dancing by the Bee Gees.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I've got a great remix. Gives me a clean in, clean break. I've had that forever, that remix. And I love that.
I would have gone Staying Alive still.
Yeah. Just see, again, to me, dancing has way more energy. It's 1:24 as opposed to
But man, it's like I can't. As soon as I play Staying Alive, I see Travolta in that suit when he's strutting out that
bone. Great movie. No, Staying Alive is from the opening.
Oh, no, that's right.
Strutting down
that's
the
right.
street with
that's right.
jeans.
That's
and
right.
Boots. And remember, he buys the
that's
pizza.
Right. Yeah,
he buys two slices that he puts one on top of the other.
So
and he,
good.
Like that. That's how a New Yorker
Travolta with the freaking. Pizza. Had his chin,
chin. Butthole in his chin. all right, give me three.
Okay. So I said, Boogie Shoes every Saturday.
Great. Yeah, you are definitely.
Band. I'm the king of that one.
Because it's funny, that wouldn't even be my one from KC.
Yeah.
I would probably go with
Get Down Tonight or
Get Down Tonight. That's probably the one I would go to.
Okay.
Yeah. First, Last, and Everything, Barry White.
Oh, wow. I love that song.
I think what we're seeing here is I'm higher BPM. You're in that 105.
Yeah.
I'd rather be up in that 130, 125 to 130 range.
Yep.
But First, Last, and Everything, Barry White. Great song.
I love that song. Okay. I know this is cheating a little bit, but this is a segue song. So I joined these two together kind of in the middle. To Be Real, Cheryl Lynn, I think, with Best of My Love, The Emotions.
Oh, okay.
So they're both at like 113.
Right.
And they kind of have a similar bass line. So I just kind of dump one early and then pick it up with the second.
Okay. So you're counting that as one?
I am. Yes.
Way to get an extra one in there.
Thanks.
This is another one. I know the lyrics are not appropriate for a wedding, but it is. You talked about getting the girls on a dance floor, the women on a dance floor. I Will Survive, Chloe Gaynor. I have a remix, so you don't have to start it with that slow at first. I was afraid. And I love it. I think that song still kills. And women, you know, even the bride, even though she just got married that day, she'll sing it.
Nice.
Great song.
Mark Tony, one of my DJs, just texted me, said, yes, Black Sheep, they went to school here. So I'm claiming
very cool.
It. All right.
You got one more? Did you do five? Because I got one more on my list.
I think that was it for me. Brick House, Play That Funky Music, Boogie Shoes, Staying Alive, and then My Cheater.
Oh, so you had Staying Alive on there.
Yeah, To Be Real and Busting My Love.
Okay. Yeah, To Be Real is a great, and Good Times is my last one.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I love that song is it's a really good bridge song because it's like a 110, I think, BPM. So if you're playing hip hop or slow, you can go down and get it with that. But then sometimes I've pitched that song up to 118 by the end.
Yeah.
And I can use that to really go from here to here.
Yeah.
You know? So, and you know, especially if you're in a hip hop set, if you're playing Rapper's Delight,
right?
I'm out of it with that. It's the same.
Or you can get to Bruno or anything like that. Yeah.
Easily. So
I love that.
So those are my five. By the way, I want to shameless little plug.
Sure.
I've written two blogs that if you are interested in reading my thoughts on these, you can Google both of these blogs and you can find them. So I wrote a blog a while back called A Dozen Oldies That Aren't Played Out. And it's directed more for clients. It's one of those blogs I wrote for the Elite Entertainment site that we share with our clients. You know, if you're looking for, if you want to play some oldies at your wedding, but don't want played out. So there's a dozen oldies that aren't played out. If you Google that, you should find it. And then I did a disco one too. And the title of that is A Dozen Disco Songs That Aren't We Are Family or Celebration. That's the title of it. And
neither one of us mentioned those, did we?
You know, just, well, again, those are great songs, but I think they are a little bit, they're too often on my no list to be on my no-brainer list, if that makes sense.
My
pull to wrap at 9:45. We got 5 minutes left. Okay. So all right. Let's do closers. Let's do your best closers. We already know one of them is going to be Jump Around.
No, he said he was jumping back on at 9:45. I think we got time.
I thought he wanted us to kill it at 9:45.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, we got time, guys. We've got time.
Oh, there he is. He said we have time.
Yeah, you got time.
The voice of God. Hey, Minnesota. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. Doing very well. Making some notes. There's some songs here I haven't played in a long
time. Are you upset with me?
I did hear that, and I laughed out loud while I was out shoveling snow. Did Mike just say
John Travolta had a butthole on his chin? Is that bad?
Yeah, you did. You did. So, anyway, closers, guys. Get going.
Okay. Closers.
Okay, so my go-to closer, Mike. You and I've talked about this before, and you know, I don't know that it's a regional thing or it's just a way for me to kind of get people to chill. My closer is a slow song. My very very last song, you know, where I get everybody a round of applause at the end, and then I send them out to do sparklers.
Yeah, that's shocking to me. Matter of fact, if a bride asks me to close with a slow song, I will try to talk her out of it.
Right.
Not too hard. I mean, if it's definitely what she wants, then I will do it. But I will explain to her how great a party ends when it ends here rather than here. So it surprises you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
So then what is Jump Around? Is that?
It would be my like next to last song.
Okay.
You know
so
what I mean?
You go Jump Around and then.
Yeah. So that ends and I'm like, y'all make some noise for the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith or whatever, clap. And then I'm like, everybody come on out, join them on their last dance tonight. Right after this song, we're going to send them outside. Big sparkler departure. Don't burn each other. We're going to wake up the neighbors, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. You know?
And then that, whatever that is. So normally.
And is that the bride and groom's choice?
They usually say leave it as DJ's choice on the questionnaire. But a lot of times if they say, well, give us an idea of what you think would work, I would say, what was your second choice for your first
for your wedding song? Right. Yeah,
Your wedding song. And they'll go, oh, it was, you know, whatever, Thinking Out Loud. And I'll be like, done. Great. Perfect.
Right.
So I don't know. I've been doing it that way forever. Listen, 2 weeks ago, it was Born to Run, Springsteen, you know, which wow. I never get to play.
Is that a Jersey crowd or why would they?
I don't really remember. I didn't get that kind of vibe. I just, they must love Springsteen. Yeah. So I closed with it because that's what was on the list.
Right.
So I'm not saying forever and ever, but anyway, so these are kind of closers, but, so Jump Around is one of mine. What's one of yours? Oh, go ahead.
So One More Time by Daft Punk.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorites, mainly because I talked about this in my last seminar. I like a closing song that has a middle section, a break or something where I can do a lot of voiceover, because I use the last song of the night to shout out to the bride one more time, shout out to the bride and groom. If I have time, maybe even shout out to both sets of parents. Round of applause, you know, and I use their names, obviously. Parents of the bride, blah, 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 blah. Parents of the groom. I will often mention where they're going on their honeymoon, you know, bride and groom are going to St. Lucia. Let's send them off with some love. And then also if the videographer, if there's a video on the job and he's still there, turn around and face him. So One More Time just has that perfect, I think it's like a minute and a half. It just bottoms out, literally. And it is just perfect for me to do all of that stuff over and then come out of it. Just in time, you know,
because it starts celebrate.
Exactly.
Oh man. Yeah.
So that's usually like at the end of the night, I'll be like, folks, you know, we only have time for one last song. We need everybody on the dance floor because we are going to party
one more time.
Yeah. So that's a typical one for me. Give me one for you.
I think where I was going with the last one is pretty much always one of my closers is Shout. And it's always the Animal House version. Day in the Nights. Never
talked about that recently.
Yeah, right? I never play the Isley Brothers one.
I don't even think I have it on my computer.
I don't think I do either.
Yeah. And if people ask for it, like if they check,
I still wouldn't play it.
I just play the Animal House. I mean, I don't think anyone's ever gonna. You know, it's a better version.
It is,
right?
I mean, everything about the way.
If anybody wants to disagree on the chat, please do. But yeah, I don't.
You're gonna lose that argument because it's. I mean, the way he says, "Wait a minute," everything is just better.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I do Shout towards the end of the night. Yeah. It's not one of my go-to closers. Mm. Some clients will ask for it, so definitely. Yeah. But it's in there. Michael Bublé, Save the Last Dance.
I love that version.
I get asked for it a lot. And if I haven't been asked for anything specific, a lot of times that'll be my ending song. Again, it's got a nice little middle section, nice little instrumental for me to do a lot of stuff during. And it just works for me.
I've had the time of my life. Sorry, I spaced for a second.
Dirty Dancing.
I think I posted a boomerang last week. I mean, you know, and now it's gotten just almost like comical. Everybody trying to do that move, you know, where the girl runs.
And
I mean, literally, as it's building up towards that point, I'll get on the mic sometimes. I'm like, if anybody's going to do that move, please be careful. Like, the floor is wet. Like,
I have a different line. I just go, this is not going to end well.
Yeah.
I see it getting set up and I just go, folks, this is not going to end well. So that's actually my next one on my list. But sometimes I'll play just that song. But what I did a couple years ago, I made an edit of that where it slows down. That part in the middle. I go into the Black Eyed Peas, The Time.
Yeah.
And then take it home with the last like 2 minutes of that dance version of basically the same song. Mm-hmm. And I like it because it's 7 minutes now. So sometimes you get to that. I got 7 minutes left in the night. What two songs am I going to do? I could just do this one. And
you pre-made the edit.
I pre-made the edit. So I just have it as one track on my hard drive. And I love both the just the Dirty Dancing song or just doing that edit. I like
that.
Give me another closer.
Yes, sir. We Found Love, Rihanna. Still.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. And now, do you use a remix of that or just?
Nope. The straight original Calvin, David Guetta.
No, it's Calvin Harris, isn't it?
Calvin. Bam, 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 bam. Because, I mean, you can talk over that part before it is.
You want to say hello?
And then it just, what's up, Shay?
Come on, Shay. Say hello to everybody.
Oh, God.
Hi, handsome.
As a non-dog guy, I just can't.
I know. See it. Ah! You're the best boy. Sorry.
So it's like,
to gross everybody out.
You know, man, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a great song. Works. I can't remember. Yeah. Unless I've been asked to close with it, I've probably never closed with it.
It rides. Try it.
So my next one is a total Jersey thing. but I have been asked for it a couple times living here in Jersey, and I've closed with it if I know I've got a crowd that just loves Jersey Shore rock, and it's not a Bruce song. It's a Southside Johnny song called I Don't Want to Go Home.
Wow.
Kind of mid-tempo. It's definitely like everybody circle singing along. Reach up and touch the sky, baby. Whatever happened to you and I don't want to go home. But it's a great song. Fun, upbeat, but again, it's probably a Jersey thing.
Is Don't Stop Believing on your list?
It's not. It came close, but I eliminated it for that reason.
You know what's funny, man? I usually don't close with it. I just assumed it was going to be on your list. But I remember playing that, and I usually sometimes play it maybe in the mid. Let's say I had a 2.5 hour dance set. I might play it an hour and a half in. You know what I mean? Usually the original, just sometimes the mood feels right.
Oh, you do play the original.
Yeah, I do.
Dance version of that.
Too. I have both. I have both. But I usually do play the original. And man, I had this girl come run up to me, and she was in tears. And I go, "What's the matter, honey?" And she goes, "It's over." And I was like,
she thought the party was over because you were playing.
Yeah, because she was from Jersey or something. And she goes, "Every DJ in New Jersey closes with this song." And I'm like, "No, I'm glad
I don't close with it all the time, because I don't want to be every DJ in New Jersey."
Oh, she lost it. She lost. She was crying
because she thought the party was over.
Party was over.
So let me ask you this. If you play the original, how do you put that? Do you come out of a slow song with it?
Yeah, I would come out of a slow song.
It doesn't start with a ton of energy.
No, I would either come out of a slow song with it or come out of a hot dance set and let the beginning be like a baby slow song.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just the piano part. Yeah. And then
it kind of builds up from
then
there.
Then it builds, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not played the original of that song in forever.
Yeah.
I just always play the remix. And I closed with it? Yes. Usually just by request. And I do get requests for it.
I love that story, though, of the girl just crying.
So my last one is Shut Up and Dance. I've used that, and I don't always close with it, but it's one of those, like if I look and I've got 15 minutes left and I haven't played that one yet, a lot of times I'll go, I'm going to end with it now.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, I've got a remix that has a pretty decent, 40-second break in the middle where I can do a lot of stuff during,
One of mine, I don't close with it often. They usually need to be like Carolina fans or Tar Heel fans or definitely like North Carolinians, but Petey Pablo, Raise Up. Okay. North Carolina, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. And people will legit take their shirt off.
So that's another regional. No doubt.
Anyway.
So we probably should have mentioned this at the top, but if we have any new viewers to this, you can tune into our podcast.
Please do.
Every Thursday morning we launch it. You can look for us on iTunes or SoundCloud, or just on our PhDJ Workshop website.
That's right.
Every episode. So, for example, if you were looking for that top 40 episode that we mentioned at the top of the show, go to the website. We've got every one of our podcasts listed there. You can find the top 41. And then if you haven't heard us, start at one and binge. We have a lot of people who binge listen.
Please catch up.
Yeah.
The more listeners, the better. We appreciate it.
So, John, how are we doing with time? We gave you 50 minutes. Do you want more?
Yeah, we got to wrap her up here, guys, and get ready for the next.
Wrap it up.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thanks, guys, for spending your night with us. And again, tune into the podcast. We'll see you on the next episode.
Peace.
Later.
Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insider.